Now, we're going to go to Nazareth for the purpose of talking with our pastor there, who has an unbelievable ministry among the people of what was another little village at the time of the birth of Jesus Christ. It was not the location of the birth, of course, but it is indeed what has been throughout history the hometown for Jesus Christ. And it's the location where for 28 years of his life, Jesus Christ would have lived. We're talking about Pastor Nazar Tuma, who is a longtime friend. We've done television with him there in Nazareth, have had great opportunities to have excellent conversations about the significance of the little village of Nazareth as well. Nazar, great to talk to you, my friend. Good to hear your voice again.
Good to talk to you, Brother Jimmy. God bless you. I'm glad to hear your voice, too.
Thank you so much, sir. Indeed, we've just explained, of course, that Bethlehem was the birthplace. After about 2 years, a sojourn into Egypt, Joseph and Mary brought their newborn son, Jesus Christ, up to Nazareth. And there for 28 years, he would develop his life under the tutelage of his earthly mom and dad. But Nazareth, at the time of the birth of Christ and his life there, was not a major city. It was somewhat of a military town for the Romans and really not a good place to live, was it?
Yes, it was not even mentioned as the name, you know, that we know as Nazareth. It is not even on the map. And Brother Jimmy, this is God that chooses the least of places or things to glorify himself in.
He always does that, doesn't he? And that's exciting about the life and the person of Jesus Christ. Well, talk to me about Nazareth today. The Christmas season, everybody's preparing and living through this Christmas season. What is going on in Nazareth? Are they aware of the fact of the significance of the man who 2,000 years ago lived there, Jesus himself?
This is always the desire of my heart, to see the people of Nazareth turning back to Jesus. Like at this season, they are lighting up these huge Christmas trees and opening these Christmas markets. And, you know, the business is doing very well. While I'm, as a pastor, longing to see the people of Nazareth acknowledging Jesus and coming to him as the Savior that grew up in this town. But my heart is looking in a different direction. I want the people of Nazareth to invite Jesus at this season to take over and be the light of their homes, the light of their lives. And Nazareth will turn again to be a place where the focus of the world will again be turned to it.
And then does that allow you and your people to have an outreach to the Muslim world for the person of Jesus Christ at this season of the year?
Absolutely right. We use the, you know, there is a parade that takes place on the 24th, that's Christmas Eve, that is about 3 hours in the afternoon, where we stand in front of our church on the main road and we give out tracts and we talk to people about the person of Jesus and we celebrate with them during this time.
You know, what's unique to me is the fact that the city of Nazareth, the community where Jesus Christ lived for 28 years, is right on the edge of the Jezreel Valley. And just reflect with me, if you will. You've lived in this town for a number of years. You have an outstanding Christian testimony and outreach to the community. But as you sit there in your home, maybe, or walk in those trails along the slopes leading down to the Jezreel Valley, have you not ever thought about what Jesus Christ might have done when he would be in those same locations looking down at the Jezreel Valley and contemplating in his mind what the future would hold for that part of the world?
Yes, Brother Jimmy, we always have hope, as Jesus always had hope for this world to be saved. And as a young man, Jesus would, of course, climb all these mountains around Nazareth. As a little boy, as a young man, before he started his ministry, he would go up to these mountains and look over the Jezreel Valley or the other valleys around Nazareth and think of the future. You know, if we may talk about the Armageddon war in the end of times that the Bible talks about, still thinking that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and how much when he cried over Jerusalem, To me, he would have cried a little bit also over Nazareth and this area that have rejected him. He was rejected in Nazareth as a person and as a savior, and he was rejected again in Jerusalem, and he died in Jerusalem. But again, he is the hope of the world for salvation and for real peace that the whole world is aching for.
Wow. Now there is the message from Nazareth, the town that rejected Jesus Christ, as did the city of Jerusalem as well. But the hope coming from a pastor in Nazareth, hometown of Jesus Christ for some 28 years, Nazar Tuma saying the world peace will only come when the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, returns for his second visit to this world. Nazar, I want to thank you for the ministry you've had for those so many years there in Nazareth itself. And I want to thank you for being available to us today. And may you and your family and your church and the Christian community in Nazareth have a blessed Christmas season.
Thank you, Brother Jimmy. God bless you. And thank you for this call. And I pray that this will be a blessed season for everyone. God bless you all from Nazareth.